This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7. Today I am speaking with Conservation Agent Matt Franks. We have firearm deer season coming up in Missouri here in less than 2 weeks. So, Matt, good afternoon.
Good up. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. But I saw that, you know, CWD testing is a bit different this year. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's changed?
It is. You know, in the last several years, we've had mandatory sampling in Howell and Ozark and Oregon counties. This year, that is not the case. Howell County, there is no mandatory CWD testing for opening weekend of firearms deer season. And the same for Ozark County, just over to our west. Now, there is mandatory sampling in Oregon County and Ripley counties to the east of us. But again, for Howe County, for opening weekend of firearms deer season, which is November 11th and 12th, there is no mandatory sampling for CWD in either Howe or Ozark counties.
So when it comes to doing CWD testing in Oregon and Ripley County, how does that process go?
So it's a very simple process that we have a set of teams that are there at those sampling stations, which you can find either in the deer and turkey pamphlet for those locations, or you can find them online. But we ask that the deer that are harvested are telechecked already, because we need a telecheck ID number, and gutted. And the reason we want them gutted is they just bleed less. So that team will come in when you roll in. They'll take some harvest information on who the person was that harvested, the location it was at. They'll already go ahead and cut the lymph nodes out of that deer, which takes very minimal time, you know, 30 to 60 seconds. Take some information down, and you're out of there. If it is a deer, if it's a big buck that someone wants caped, we'll note that it come into the sampling station. We will not cut that deer. We actually have contracts with some taxidermists that will pull samples and stuff like that for us. So if it's a big buck, it still has to be presented for testing in those counties. But we will not take those samples. We'll let the taxidermist pull those.
Now, it might be a little weird to transition over to share the harvest, talking about, you know, diseased deer going from one to the next.
Yes.
But when it comes to share the harvest and CWD, how does that interact?
So the Share the Harvest program is a fantastic program. I talk about it all the time, and it's something that I really push. But all deer that go to the Share the Harvest program are tested for chronic wasting disease. So it's a mandatory sample for deer that are going there. The processor actually pulls those samples for us. Nothing more that the hunter has to do, but every deer that goes into the Share the Harvest program is CWD tested.
Now, Share the Harvest is a really good program that we've had in Missouri for more than a few years. And it can really help out get, you know, very good high-protein venison to needy families. So can you tell us a little more about how, if I'm looking to donate my deer, how do I go about it in Howe County?
Absolutely. So Barnett Meat Processing on St. Louis Street is the only Share the Harvest processor here in the county. And it's very simple. You know, you go harvest a deer, field dress that deer, telecheck it, take it to Barnett's and tell David and his crew, hey, I want to donate to Share the Harvest program. A whole deer donation, it costs the hunter nothing. It is no charge to the hunter for a whole deer donation. David will take some information down, your telecheck information, and take your deer, and you're out the door. That's how simple it is. And the Share the Harvest program is fantastic. It's been around since 1992, and there's been over 4 million pounds of venison donated through that program. Last year alone, there was over 259,000 pounds of deer meat here in the state of Missouri donated by hunters to the program. So you think about how many families that impacts. It's fantastic. And the great thing about that program is wherever that deer is harvested, whatever county it is, that meat stays in that county or goes back to it. So I know, for instance, we get deer that are brought from Ozark County or from Oregon County here to Barnett's because they are Share the Harvest processor. We make sure that meat goes back to those counties. So if it's a deer that's been harvested in Ozark County, we make sure that meat goes back to Ozark County to those food pantries.
And with firearm season right around the corner, I know that, you know, from year to year, there's occasionally updates and changes to hunting. Has there been any real big changes this year, or is it more on staying safe?
I mean, there's always changes. And this year, you know, we've added a couple seasons. We had the early antlerless season earlier in the year for firearms. This year we have a CWD season that is attached to, that follows right behind the November portion that's coming up here, for CWD management counties, which Howe County's in that. So everyone that's going to deer hunt, they need to get a deer and turkey pamphlet and read it. And it'll tell you on the very back page what's new. But go ahead and read those regulations because things do change. The amount of permits that are available to be filled has changed in Howe County. For rifle season, you're allowed to fill 4 antlerless permits. Last year it was 2. This year, again, you can fill 4 plus your any deer permits. So there are changes. So if you hunt or know someone that hunts, they really need to read the 2023 deer and turkey pamphlet to make sure they know what the regulations are.
And before we finish up, are there any safety tips that you want to help hammer down before the season starts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Hunter Orange requirements, make sure that you're wearing your Hunter Orange, which is a full blaze orange vest or coat or a jacket, and a hat. You have to wear both items. It's not either or. Being seen is the most important thing out there. Know your target and what's beyond it before you pull the trigger. Make sure that, your telecheck requirements. When you harvest an animal, the regulations say you have to notch and validate your permit immediately, which with our hunting app, it's very, very simple. If you have the Mo Hunting app, you can pull your permits up, notch your permit immediately. If you have service, you can go ahead and telecheck it right then. If you have the paper permits, of course, you have to, notch and validate the month and the date on them. And make sure that deer is telechecked by 10 p.m. on the day taken or prior to processing that animal or taking it to a taxidermist. So make sure you understand that. Other things are, make sure that, if you wound an animal and you're tracking it, that you do observe all trespassing regulations. Just because you're tracking an animal, that does not allow you to go on property that you do not have permission to go on. So make sure that you make those contacts with those neighboring landowners in order to get permission to go on a landowner so that you're not in violation of the trespass laws.
All right. Well, hey, thank you, Matt Franks, conservation agent with the Missouri Department of Conservation.